Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we continue our study in 1 John. We're in chapter 3, and we'll be looking at 24 verses. Let's listen to 1 John chapter 3, from Faith Comes by Hearing.
1 John 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as He is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He has commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us.
There are three things I would like to focus on in 1 John chapter 3. First of all, that first section on the children of God. And then, once again, an emphasis on sin. And then love in deed and in truth. I begin again from some journal entries back in 1999 when I read this chapter and kind of just divided it up into two parts, 1 through 10 and then verse 11 through the end. I summarize the first part as this. We can be children of God, be like Him, as we try to purify ourselves. As we abide in Him, we do not sin but practice righteousness. And then the summary of the last part of the chapter was this. Love should be seen in deed and truth. Do things that are pleasing in His sight and keep His commandments. As we keep His commandments, obedience, He abides in us. God requires obedience, a word we don't like. Help me be obedient, O Lord. In 2003, I went back to that thought about being children of God when I wrote, "We can be called children of God, and such we are." Wow! I say sometimes that I live like a king's kid. I live beyond my earthly means because I'm a child of the king. What I mean by that is that I'm blessed, and you can be too. And maybe you are, because we're children of God. And just like we are good fathers or good mothers or parents to our children, we like to give them good gifts, so does he like to give his children good gifts. So that's why I sometimes think I live like a king's kid, because as a child of God, I am. A second area of focus is on sin. I wrote about this in 2012 when I wrote in my journal, "Sin is lawlessness against God's laws contained in his word. Anyone who claims to be a Christian and keeps sinning, breaking God's laws, is not a Christian according to verses 6, 8, and 9. Also, those who profess to be Christians need to exemplify love. If we don't, we are not of God." Verses 4 through 9 focus on this idea of sin and lawlessness is based on disobedience to God's laws. But verse 6 says something pretty profound. "No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or know him." Verse 8 says, "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning." So is there a difference between sin and the practice of sinning? Certainly, we are all caught up in this thing called sin. And yet there is also probably a thing called the practice of sin. And this is when we know we're involved in sinful behavior and we keep doing it anyway. So are you caught up in the practice of sin today? Is there a sinful habit in your life that you know is wrong, but you just keep doing it over and over and over? If so, I think this passage clearly says, stop. Stop the practice of sin. This passage reminds us that the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. So how do we apply these first three chapters? John sure does seem to make a big deal about sin, doesn't he? I think that's because God makes a big deal about sin. So today's passage might cause you to ponder whether you're in a practice or habit of sinning, and if so, can you stop it today? And as much as John talks about sin, he also talks just about as much about love. In verse 18, he instructs us, "Let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." In what ways do we sometimes love with our talk, but not very much with our deeds? When someone says, "Pray for me," do you? Do you give to your church so that they can help those who come to them in need? Those would be deeds, not words. Let me share a practical application in our own lives. We have a family member who's been unemployed for years. They're basically alcoholics, and they haven't worked, and they came to a place where they couldn't pay their monthly rent. My heart is often in the place of 2 Thessalonians verse 10, which says, "If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat." But this time, God asked me to act. So we agreed to pay a portion of their rent. Sometimes we need to love, not just in words, but also in deed. But my wife Terry and I also decided that beyond just the deed of paying money for their rent, we would try to love them also in truth. We invited them to come up and stay with us, sometimes for extended periods of time. We tried to invest ourselves in their lives so that they could see our love for one another and our love for them. So I hope this passage reminds us today that God requires us not just to love in word or talk, but also in deeds and in truth. Who could you express love to today? Has God put someone in your path that needs your example of love? As we close out chapter 3 of 1 John, ponder these things today. We are children of God. and we can be very thankful and praise the Lord for His goodness to us. And if you're caught up in the practice of sinfulness, ask God for the power to stop it today. And lastly, think about someone you can love, not just in words, but in deeds and in truth. Father, we thank You for Your love. Teach me to love better. In Jesus' name, amen.